guys. Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul. I see you.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here from the Today's Leader podcast. Welcome to Monday Mentoring.
The podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to Monday Mentoring. I want to start today with a quote, and it's a quote from a book called Fierce Conversations. While no single conversation is guaranteed to change the trajectory of a career, a company, a relationship, or a life, any single conversation can. Any single conversation can. Now, on episode 280 of the Today's Leader podcast, I spoke with the fantastic, the energetic Luis Gonzalez from Fierce Incorporation in America, which is the company that incorporates both Fierce Conversations and Fierce Leadership. And during the interview, he shared some common thoughts in and around the Fierce concept. One was empowering leaders to have the conversations that they need, that need to be had. So empowering leaders to have the conversations that need to be had. But also he spoke about changing workplace culture one conversation at a time. Two very clear common thoughts. And I find them both incredibly compelling. The conversations that need to be had one conversation at a time. Because often we choose not to have the conversations that we need to have. It could be a performance management issue within your team. It could be a conflict resolution thing. It could be a relationship concern. There are many things that each and every one of us leave unsaid. So why don't we start thinking about how we can start addressing them? So what can you do to start addressing them? So one of the first things that I want you to do is think, ask yourself a question. What are the conversations that you're not having? So what are the conversations that you're not having? Maybe you're avoiding them. Maybe you're fearful of having the conversation for the result or the repercussions. Maybe you're worried about it. But first up, ask yourself, what is the conversations that I'm not having? And then ask yourself, why aren't you having that conversation? And to think about the impact, the positive impact that that single one conversation may have handled correctly. So I'm going to say that, handled correctly, because often when it comes to conversations, we either avoid them or we have them and we do it poorly, or we have them and we do it well. So ask yourself, why aren't you having that conversation? And then ask yourself, what can you do to handle that conversation correctly? Remember this, while no single conversation is guaranteed to change the trajectory of a career, a company, or a relationship, it's possible that any single conversation can. So what is needed? What is needed? Is it a skill? Is it confidence? Is it preparation? So what can you do this week in regard to the reasons that are stopping you from having that conversation? Hey, I'm Coach Curl. Thanks for tuning in to Monday Mentoring. I'll see you all again next week. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to our Monday Mentoring session today. I hope it gives you momentum to reach out for your dreams. If you're looking for an extra boost, check out my online academy for access to over 75 programs to help you build a better mindset, enhance your leadership skills, and boost your business. You can trial it for just $1 for the first month at thecoachcurlacademy.com. Remember, wherever you are standing stronger, braver, and wiser. Have yourself a successful and a productive week. And remember the golden rule, just don't be an arsehole. I'll see you next time.